Hey, what's up? This is Chris Gray, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
Argentina!
Time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interviews.
She's on happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. That's just blasphemous. It's blasphemous. Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport. It's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Manic Monday on your favorite sports show, ZFM Sport. Welcome to it, Zimbabwe. We're going to be with you for the next 55 minutes, putting you on the pulse of everything you need to know about the world of sport, local as well as international. And what a great weekend it was. Dynamo settling for a point with Jairus Kasondo's equalizing goal against Highlanders at Barberfield Stadium.
Dynamo's come in now. They jump! It's a goal! Kasondo, and he scores for Dynamos. Dynamos, Kimbale Dile, scoring here at Barberfield Stadium to bring parity.
How important that goal will be, we'll know in a minute, because as things stand after Bikita Minerals' win earlier this afternoon, Dynamos have not made progress. If anything, they've sunk to third from the bottom in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League. Out in Germany, Borussia Dortmund's Job Bellingham made a costly error in Der Klassiker to hand Bayern Munich victory.
Still Diaz. He's done really well. Could be an own goal. Oh, it has gone in. It's a horrible moment for Bellingham. It's a horrible moment for Dortmund. But that could be the goal that wraps up Der Klassiker.
And in arguably the biggest game of the weekend at Anfield, Harry Maguire. Yes, you heard right. Harry Maguire broke Manchester United's 9-year winless run on Merseyside.
Harry Maguire almost ominously makes his way up into the penalty area. Bruno Fernandes. Harry Maguire! It's another Harry Maguire header! And Manchester United prize the lead back at Anfield again!
Chris sitting here with a big smile on her face. Barry Manandi, not so. Chris, huge win for United.
Major move. I think when we just take a look at how the season's panned out, even how the season ended last season, this is a really big win. I think if you had gone to the betting house on this one, probably cashed in a lot.
Big cash in if you did bet for Manchester United. And as for Dynamos, Barry, how important will that point be? Because at the moment, Dynamos seem to have gone backwards as far as the log standings are concerned, with just three matches left to play.
They have, but I think it's a step back after a significant step forward, because that point putting them on 34 points means that they're a clutch of four teams that are all on 34 points. The next match day becomes absolutely key. Win that, you go to 37, you're out of the relegation zone, you're a little more comfortable. So I think that that point in hindsight might be quite important.
Well, we've got at least a couple of weeks to go, unless they're midweek matches, until we hit the next match day. Of course, next weekend we've got cup action and Dynamos and Highlanders will will have to do it all over again, this time at Rufaro Stadium in the semi-finals of the Chibuku Super Cup. We'll be discussing all that and more on today's edition of ZFM Sport. But before we get there, let's give you, of course, our power play before we give you a local sports news roundup with Chris.
I listen to my radio. ZFM Stereo. The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
Let's give you a local sports news roundup, starting off with some cricket news. The Zimbabwe Chevrons made a positive start against Afghanistan on the first day of their one-off test at Harare Sports Club following some impressive performances with both bat and ball. Brad Evans had 5, 4 and Blessing Zarabani picked up 3 wickets as the visitors were bundled out for 127 runs inside 32 overs. At stumps, Chevrons are leading by 3 runs as a half century of 52 not out from Ben Curran and Nick Walsh's 49 saw Zimbabwe close play on 130 for 2. In hockey news, Zimbabwe's under 21 women's hockey team will not take part in the upcoming FIH Hockey Women's Junior World Cup in Santiago, Chile, after a timely government intervention rescued their campaign. The tournament runs from the 1st to the 13th of December, featuring 24 teams from across the globe. Zimbabwe had initially pulled out on Friday, citing financial challenges, but the withdrawal was reversed after the Ministry of Sport, Recreation, Arts and Culture stepped in to cover the costs. It's unfortunate that a team has to get to this point before any kind of intervention, but I think it's good that the ministry step in and the team is going to be able to perform on the global stage.
Yeah, certainly. I think the ministry making a timely intervention at the last minute. The sad thing is that I'm not sure whether any overtures were done before we got to this point. And I would like to see our NSAs and the ministry front footing it a little bit more.
And you know, what I would like to see further is that the ministry itself should actually have a budget for teams
when they qualify for World Cup, Nations Cup.
It shouldn't take proposals and so forth.
And so on.
It should actually be a reward for teams that are going to compete for major tournaments. To actually have a budget, a stipend that comes in from governments. We see that a lot with teams from West Africa. Like AFCON and the World Cup, where the government will step in.
100%.
Let's finish off with some martial arts news. Team Zimbabwe delivered an outstanding performance at the ICO World Championships in Wales, claiming an impressive 43 medals, 14 gold, 18 silver and 11 bronze. Led by Wilfred Mashaya, the team of 8 young athletes showcased remarkable talent, discipline and determination on the global stage, bringing immense pride to Zimbabwe. Among the standout performers were Takudzwa Chizema, who earned 3 gold and 3 silver medals, and Tandeka Moyo, who also secured 3 gold and 3 silver.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable. From Rufaro to Barberfield, Mandava to Nyamunga, all the perfect moments in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League come together on ZFM Sport.
And yes, it came together for Man United fans over the weekend. We know you are waiting. The platform is open. Send your messages 0772-168-045. Gloating aloud. This may be one of the few times that you have, of course, to gloat this season. So make sure you come in early on that number, 0772-168-045. We're also available across all socials. Simply search for at ZFM Sport. Or if you want to interact with us in our individual capacities, search for us by name: Barry Manandi, Chris Midzi, Alois Bunjira, Sean Tafirinyika, and myself, Mike Madodo. We, of course, are kicking off at the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League. There was action earlier this afternoon to round off the match day, and relegation threatened Bikita Minerals have given their survival hopes a boost following a thumping 3-0 win over Herentals at Sakuva to wrap up match day 31. Goals from Spencer Mugariri, Tinashe Ruzibe, and Tinae Simba. So Bikita climbed from 16th to 12th with just 3 matches remaining this season. What an important result, Barry Menandi, for Bekita Minerals. They were deep in the relegation zone and just shows you the value of winning at this stage of the season.
And the jeopardy that exists at the bottom of the league table, because you win a match and you jump five positions at a go. So there's a lot of football to be played in this relegation battle, and I think Bekita has just been has just exemplified that very point by beating Herentals 3-0 this afternoon. Phenomenal result for them. They've richly deserved it all season long. We've always said they've played some really, really sweet stuff. Now it's rewarded them.
Well, that result saw Manika Diamonds slip into the relegation zone, with Dynamo sinking even further into 16th position after dropping 2 points at Barber Fields versus Highlanders. It's a match we'll talk about in a minute. Bekita Minerals are now away to Dynamos in the next game in the league. That is the classic relegation 6-pointer.
I know.
Alois, that's a game that neither side can afford to lose. It's a game where, at some point, even a point will be considered a good result by either side.
Yeah, this is a big game, Mike. I still think that even a point each can actually be disastrous for them, because they are both fighting for survival, and the win, it's probably a must for both, and especially for Dynamos. They need to get out of there.
They need to get out of there,
and I see this as the it game for Dynamos. Because once they lose this one, with 2 matches left, anything can happen. You can actually already write obituaries for Dynamo.
Wrote them ages ago.
No, not yet. Remember, if they win this one, they jump out of that relegation zone again.
Because if you concede,
yes, exactly.
Depending
on the other results
above them, there are no guarantees at the moment. You know, Dynamo's fans were celebrating what looked like a good point versus.
But in the end, it wasn't really a good point.
But in the end, it wasn't really a good point. I'll hear your perspective in a minute. But of course, Bekita Minerals have got Dynamos in the next game. Then they host Simba Bora. And then they'll end the season versus Manika Diamonds. It could be a shootout.
Another shootout as well.
on match day 34 in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League. But undoubtedly, the biggest game of the match day, the biggest game of the season, was at Barber Fields, where Dynamos went to Emma Gumeni, needing a win to climb out of the relegation zone. Instead, they played out to a 1-1 draw against Highlanders that felt like a defeat. For Dimbare, it was another story of wasted chances, soft defending, and frustration for a team once feared across the country, but now fighting to avoid the drop. After the game, coach KK, Kelvin Kayindu, didn't hide his frustration.
It's a good point for us. Before the games were played, I think we are dropped back into the relegation, but this point also moves us a bit. But I think, looking at the way we played in the open play, I think we had more chances, probably 2 good chances in the second half, 1v1 with the keeper that hit the post. With a bit of luck, if we were a bit composed when we entered, I think in the final third or in the box, just a bit of composure and finishing. But in a game like this, a point is always better than nothing.
Dimbare, of course, getting a point at Barberfield Stadium. 17th minute, Highlanders getting the lead, Chris, against, what could have been seen as the run of play, because Dynamos had enjoyed a very strong start. Brian Molochwa lashing on to the end of Andrew Mbeba set piece and then giving Highlanders the lead. But Jairus Kasondo, he had a speculative effort, deflection, deceived Arios Sibanda, and Dynamos equalized. So it ended 1-1 apiece, but both teams having chances, but it was Dynamos that I think had the better of the chances, and they would have felt that 3 points was possible at Barber Fields.
I think definitely, and I think that's also why KK is particularly frustrated, is because this game was within reach. Even if you are playing at Barber Fields Stadium, I think against a revived Highlander side under their, is he a new coach? You call him a new coach?
Peter
Dion, new coach. It's still a game that I think was in Dynamo's hands, and unfortunately it slipped away because they unfortunately were not clinical enough. But this, I think they're going to be ruining those 2 points that they missed just because of those chances.
But it's a place that they've struggled, Alois, in recent seasons. So there's some who say, you know what, going to Barber Fields hasn't been easy for Dynamo's in recent seasons. So the point may be a good one, because at the end of the day, they also kept Highlanders within that relegation dogfight.
It has never been easy for Dynamo's in recent years, and from the onset you can actually think that it's a good point gained, but it can only be a good point gained when you look at the bigger scheme of things at the end of the season. That's when we're going to go back and say, was it a point gained or they lost 2 points out there? You know, so for us, for now, we are putting that 1 point in the bag and say at least it was a point gained. But we will revise, we will revisit this game and think again, Matt, was it really a point gained or 2 points lost?
Can I, visit the game before the end of the season?
I want to visit at the end.
Because I want to visit at the end.
But it was a good result for them, overall, to be honest. Going to Barber Fields and getting a point, I think it was a
You know what, Alex? I look at it, past record, like Mike was saying, difficult place to travel. They haven't won there and haven't got a positive result in a long time. They get a draw that puts Dynamos onto 34 points. 34 points is the same number of points as Manica, Greenfuel, Triangle. That's four teams that are all sitting on 34 points. It would have been a disaster for me if Dynamos were sitting on 33 with these teams on 34. The reason why that is that going into the last three games of the season, Dynamos still has the wherewithal, still has it in their own hands to get out of the relegation mire. They get a result out of Bigita Minerals.
They're out of
there into 37 points. Hopefully, results would have gone their way, but right now they're right in the mix. So for me, don't get beaten at this stage. Stay in
touch. Let's
take a look at those teams on 34 points. Like Barry saying, Dynamos is still within touching distance of safety, just separated from safety by goal difference. And that's the point I want to bring up, because Dynamos got 34 points, goal difference minus 7.
Yeah,
Manica, 34 points, goal difference minus 5. Greenfuel, 34 points, goal difference minus 2 after their thumping 5-0 win over the weekend. Triangle, 34 points, goal difference of 0. So Triangle is definitely got plus one.
They've got a point because
of their goal difference. Sure. Now, that result against Greenfield, I think that Greenfield result that they got over the weekend was a big result for them, because they were able to work on that goal difference, which was similar to Dynamo's, because going into this game, they were also on minus 7. Dynamo's now may find themselves in a situation where, if they are tied with any of those teams,
they're going down.
They're going to go down. So they actually have to get a better points haul than the teams
than to be level.
I'll certainly agree with that assertion. It's going to take points to get Dynamos out. Dynamos can't rely on goal difference for two reasons. The first one is of the obvious one that you pointed out, that their goal difference is so bad. The second one is that Dynamos isn't scoring goals. When they're winning games, they're winning 1-0 or whatever the case may be, by the odd goal. So consequently, they're not going to climb out of that minus 7, Jogmania. So they are going to have to get the points. I believe they've got, I think in their last three games, they've got two of the teams that are in the relegation
zone. Which is actually good for them.
FC Platinum on the last match day. So they need to get to Mandava
when they're already
safe. When they're safe.
So the next game after the
Chibuku. Are they going to Mandava?
They've got three Harare games.
Is that a big advantage for Dynamos?
Definitely.
Knowing that the three games left, they are all going to be in Rufaro Stadium.
Absolutely. I think what we know about travel is that it definitely impacts the performance usually. So I think if they're focused on consistently playing in Harare, I think even from a focus perspective, their focus is solely in front of their fans consistently. I think, especially now where Dynamo's fans are really rallying around that, you know, cry for survival, basically, and also trying to make sure that they give the team the extra edge. And this team has been performing. I think we've seen definitely better performances from them. So the team, their fans are rallying behind them. So there's last three games being played in Harare, major boost for Dynamos. If they had to go out to Mandawa, I think we can chalk off those possible 3 points that they would have potentially lost going out to Shawani.
Right. So just was it 3 weeks ago? It looked all rosy for Dynamos after they beat Caps United in the Harare derby. There were lots of messages that came on the show. The obituaries for Caps United were written, and Dynamos fans thought that they had the wind in their sails.
Imagine,
and Caps United
was
going down.
I was telling them.
What a difference 2 weeks has made, because Caps United have taken another huge leap in re-fencing their premiership status by edging Manica Diamonds 1-0 in a tense match that was played at Rufaro yesterday. Congolese import Chris Mugalu tapping home the all-important goal 5 minutes past the hour mark to take the Green Machines tally to 38 points, 4 above their opponents, who now occupy, of course, the last relegation spot. You can hear Alois already. I told them. And Alois, you must be quietly satisfied, because it looked like the spirits, the mood, everything was down with Caps United after the derby defeat. But they have... Look, I've been surprised with the manner in which they've just picked themselves up, winning against Simbabora and now winning against Manica Diamonds. And it's 6 points in their last two matches, and they're all but safe now.
Yeah, it was quite good, Mike, especially this win against Manica Diamonds, because they're a fellow struggler, you know, making sure that you keep them down, you know. And it was actually a brilliant performance by Caps United, I should say, especially the goal. I thought it was a very good worked out team goal that I saw players looking up, you know, vision, lifting up the head, cutting back, and the finish was exquisite as well. You know, he thumbed it very well, and exciting times. So, like I said, after the Dynamos defeat, everything was down. You know, even the golden that was coming from the blue half of the city and everything. But
it's all gone quiet now.
Yeah.
it looks like the battle is between Dynamos and the Highlanders now.
Yeah.
So
it was brilliant. It was brilliant to get those 3 points. It looks fairly safe, because where they are right now, Caps United, they can even lose all three games and still survive. It's very possible.
How many points do you think
losing all three?
Mathematically, it is possible.
To lose all three?
Yes, mathematically, can be possible.
9 points.
Yeah, but then the beauty of it is that... this last game against Kwekwe are playing.
I think just win one to make sure.
Yeah.
To be safe.
Yeah.
To get to 40 points. Yeah. I think 40 points makes
you safe. It's just a comfortable place. Yeah. Looking down and seeing the other teams struggling down there is actually a comfortable situation.
I love
but obviously
that.
They need.
Other teams obviously struggling they need, down there.
Yeah. Obviously, right. There's a need to win one or two more games to be absolutely certain of survival.
And it was also a game of character. Barry, isn't it? If you take a look at the amount of players that we're missing, Tanaka Shandirwa, Kunai Benyu, Bruce Kangwa, those are important players. Caps United, they weren't there, and he rung the changes, and it worked because they held out for a win.
It did, and also once Caps United got the goal, I think the defensive solidity had to kick in, because Manica Diamonds themselves, no mugs, they're a decent football side. So Caps United doing well to get this 3 points. Courtesy of that solitary goal. Also, when you're missing your two-thirds of your midfield in Shandiro and Kundai Beng, and then missing your best player of the season for me, Bruce Kangwa, you are not hopeful to get a victory, but they did.
All right, 0772-168-045. Send us your thoughts, your views on the weekend's action in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League. If you want to send us a tweet, we're still going to call them that, on X, follow at ZFM Sport. Now, the rest of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League Match Day 31 results. Scotland and Moors in action at Rufaro Stadium on Saturday, and they played out a thrilling one-goal game. It finished in favour of the log leaders, Scotland. A brilliant goal scored by Knowledge Musona, assisted by his younger brother, Walter Musona. And Scotland winning that game. And this is the game, Chris, that a lot of people were looking at, especially the chasing pack, yep, and thinking, you know, if there's a team that could disturb Scotland, yes, if there's a team that could just throw the cat amongst the pigeons, perhaps it was Moors, but it was not to be. The clinical efficiency of Scotland winning the day, yeah, and Moors just not able to get a goal.
I think we were also just relying from that rivalry that they had in Division 1 to say, you know what, this is going to be a tense game and Moors can pull anything in this particular game. But unfortunately, it wasn't the case. I think Scotland at this point has almost rallied enough firepower in their arsenal that they're able to just carry on, get the wins, and that's what they managed to do here. 1-0 or not, which is a typical Tundira Indiraya scoreline, they've managed to get the 3 points, and where they are now, it's looking like it's pretty, yeah, solid for Scotland to win the league.
Absolutely. Hey, by the way, I got it right,
yeah?
Yeah. 1-0 scoreline.
Yeah, you did. Absolutely.
I got it wrong. 2-2 okay. Draw at Baba Fuse. It became 1-1. Just slightly wrong.
Barry got that one correct.
Yes, yeah. I got that one right.
Oh, you got the 1-1 correct. Yeah,
the 1-1 correct. But Barry Moore's unlucky. For me, the better side.
Yeah.
Played all the football.
Yeah,
and there was a time when I thought I was watching a Europe-based team.
Mate.
The build-ups, the comfort on the ball.
Mate.
The way that just... it was
the technical ability
to
of the
technical ability was impressive.
You wouldn't have thought... For me, looking at Moors, and I'm thinking, I think I asked you a couple of times, how do they not have a single player in the national team?
In the national team.
Yeah.
It was hard to see why a player, like, apart from Martin Mapisa, who's in the national, and in truth, Martin Mapisa made a claim to be Zimbabwe's number one, because he pulled off some...
Let's be honest, he's better than Chibese.
Oh, certainly. That puts him up the
if it's about Man of the Match awards, he doesn't come close to Chibese.
He doesn't.
Because he picks them up with regularity.
Chibese is a short stopper. He's not a team goalkeeper. He's a short stopper. He plays for Minos, where you are barraged and you are saving and you are Man of the Match.
Yeah.
You get it?
But I'll tell you something, Chibese, though.
Huh?
I'm more comfortable with him with this ball at his feet than with the Washington.
Than Washington.
Washington just loses every
but
ball.
They both kick them forward.
But
Chibese has got better technique.
Yeah,
he's
better.
Agreed. He can at least find a man.
But Martin Mapisa, what a game.
Martin Mapisa, what a game. You look at Abu Bakar Moffat.
That boy. We talked about him.
What an educated left foot. And he keeps... He's the drummer of the band because he keeps the tempo. He keeps the
national team material.
And then he sort of offloads to Mchambizi Dizir, who then picks those if there's a long pass.
Dizzy is busy, guys. Dizzy has got energy.
Very industrious.
Very industrious.
But with Moors, you've got to appreciate that they are very well coached
and well conditioned.
Yeah, very brilliant. I enjoyed their play, Moors, and
my ribs are actually sore because Mike kept elbowing me.
The rest of your results are Yada and ZPC Kariba 1-0 draw at the Heart Stadium. At Mandava, FC Platinum's woeful second half of the season continues. They were upended by Tel 1-0. Green Fuel, like we said, thumping 5-0 victors over Kweku United at the Green Fuel Arena in the low felt world. Ngezi Platinum Stars had to come from behind to edge out champions Simba Bora 2-1 at the Baba. Bad result, that one, for Simba Bora, as the advantage now firmly rests with Scotland, Maviravira, who are enjoying a 6-point lead at the top of the table. And if you take a look at goal difference, it looks like just 3 points will do the business now for Scotland to be crowned champions in their maiden season in top flight football here in Zimbabwe. And then chicken in, going down to Gibo and winning 1-0 in a relegation 6-pointer. That result seeing chicken in climb to 11th on the 36 points. So they've have created at least a bit of breathing ground room between themselves and the teams in the relegation dogfight. So there's still all to play for, especially at the bottom of the table. The next match day is going to be moving day. It's going to be an interesting that one, because any team that loses, there will be all sorts of pressure.
But going back, Mike, going back to the Dynamo, I actually think that it's better for Dynamo playing FC Platinum. Ask me why. Right. Playing FC Platinum last why? Game. You ask me why off the air.
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
The Tigers in India, where four-time champions England booked their ticket to the semi-finals of the Women's World Cup after pulling off a nail-biting four-run win over hosts India in Indore last night. In news from Australia, Molly McCallaghan and Kayleigh McCown have launched Australia's post-Ariane Titmus era in style by smashing short course world records at the World Cup meet in Westmont. In Kazakhstan, Daniil Medvedev won his first title in 2 years by defeating Frenchman Corentin Moutet 7-5, 4-6, 6-3 in the final of the ATP 250 tournament in Almaty. And in the United States, where we touched on, Max Verstappen claimed a dominant United States Grand Prix victory ahead of Lando Norris as the pair made significant inroads into Oscar Piastri's Driver Championship lead. Don't miss the full details of that one on tomorrow's show. This is a Moco Formula One report.
Lock it. CFM Serial is untouchable. Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
Messages have been coming in, and lots of them. And guys, you know, Formula One, Verstappen, he's suddenly come to life.
Exactly. He was playing possum and said, right,
I'm going to move. Verstappen is back. Is McLaren succumbing to the pressure of being on top with the finishing line in sight? It's not easy having Verstappen in hot pursuit. To keep him in your rear view mirror.
McLaren made one mistake.
Better drivers have folded under the pressure of Verstappen.
They have. But Verstappen, you need a team play. Mm. And McLaren is not doing that. You saw it in the sprint race, they both crashed out. And then now you go into the main race, Oscar Piastri doing whatever he was doing, and then Lando Norris getting the points. So they've got to do team play. If they don't, Verstappen could gazump them at the end.
And the next season, Premier League football at Rudaka Stadium in Marondera. Yay! Oh,
thank you.
Alois, you were saying, though, before we came on air.
Yeah. I was saying that let's see what the Marondera Council, I don't know if we say town council are doing right now, because they already know that, obviously, probably with the consultation in conjunction with Antas, our football club, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
We want football in Marondera. We don't want to see a situation where these boys will be driving every weekend to come and play at Gwanzura Stadium or Rufaro Stadium next season.
And in consultation with Zifa
and even the government as well. Because look, this is what we want to see, football in all towns around the country and all that. Did you see the support, the loyalty of the fans, the way they communicate, the repertoire they have with that team? Yeah. So imagine now in the Premier League, it's like Norton.
Yes.
I see another crowd like in Norton, in Marondera.
We sat, Barry, at the stadium on Saturday with a few fans from Marondera.
From Marondera,
who had come to watch the Moore Scotland game. Yeah. And they can't wait.
They can't wait.
For football to be at Rudaka. type of stadium.
Yeah, 100%. And my deal is that Hunters now needs to plan for the Premier League. So Hunters, I think, needs to take the lead. They approach the council, they approach Zifa, and they get advised now.
Right now. What needs to be done.
To make sure that Rudaka can pass a homologation, and then they start rocking and rolling. And we want first game, not nonsense.
First game, they get their game out.
You're right, Anzi. High sports team Alois was right on Gakpo to score. Shinogone says, I think that was me.
That was my guess.
And remember, I added and I said Mbeumo to score.
Gakpo, he's got a taste for United. Yeah. Against United.
My mind has always been on knowledge and so on.
I don't ever. But you said no knowledge would get the double figures.
Yeah, I had that confidence. I think he got it slow.
Not under this.
How many now? Easily on 4-5 now?
Yeah, he's thereabouts. I think
4-5.
Yeah, thereabouts. Yeah.
Not 2-3.
No. It should be on 4 now.
No.
Okay. We'll check.
But yeah, I had confidence. I had confidence, but with the way they play, with the coach and everything.
With Ndiraya doesn't want to score buckets. Except against...
One is enough and six.
Against FC Brighton, yes, then he wants to score buckets.
I think for me, knowledge gives so much value when he's played as at the top, at the tip of the arrow.
That's what I always
think. Because his finishing is unerring. His finishing is exquisite. He's absolutely brilliant.
You know what I loved seeing?
That's why I always want him right at the top.
I loved seeing his double play with Timon Machoki. They've got a brilliant understanding.
Yes.
When Machoki becomes short to either flick over...
He's
or
going
or,
over.
Knowledge is going beyond, and they got the goal as a result because it was Timon Machoki, Walter to knowledge, and then which was entirely unnecessary, just, you know, over the top, and then bang.
And for me, Walter, Chris said, one of his better games against Moss.
Yeah.
I thought he was brilliant, especially in those central areas.
Yeah.
We know him to be always hugging the touchline.
We said it on Friday.
Yes. Yeah. But this time, he had one of his, and I think he sort of like sent a poser to Michael Nees to say, you know what, I'm not necessarily just a wide attacker.
Yes, I can play this role as well. I think definitely a good advert, and I think a good advert for him as a player as well. I think this season he hasn't really sparkled. His brother was there or not, he hasn't really sparkled. So I think in this game we were reminded of the Walter Musona previously before he got to Scotland and what he was able to do.
But I think he actually listened to our show on Friday because we actually said he plays better. His better chances, his better exchanges come from inside.
Yes.
He needs to invert a little bit more because he looks much better when he is inside.
And he's a good passer.
Yes.
He's a good passer. He's got imagination. Also, what I like about Walter, he's got imagination.
Yeah, invention.
He's got invention, so he's his thing. And I just wish sometimes you could take the games more by the scruff of the neck and run games because he's got that ability, Walter. Yeah. He's that gifted. Sorry, guys. I want to take the next 3 minutes because the Soccer Stars of the Year will be selected pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
Who makes the list now?
6 days from Moss.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
Because Tigas will talk about it later. People think. Who do you see? Who are sort of like some of the obvious picks?
I think obvious picks are.
Okay, let's go to Scotland.
By virtue of Zita, knowledge.
Timon agreed.
Walter, I think, gets back onto the calendar.
It's gonna be a struggle.
Mazita.
Who deserves to be on the calendar? You're trying to anticipate.
Tell us who you think makes the grade.
Because no way you can tell me what knowledge you saw that should be on the calendar.
Timon Machope, believe Veremu. Anuzani. Martin Mapisa. Abubakar Moffat.
Washington Navaya, I think for me is in there. At Dynamos, I think
Jalai
Burns,
fix himself.
At
Caps,
I would have gone with Bruce Kangwa.
Bruce Kangwa.
Yeah, Bruce Kangwa. Bruce Kangwa.
Bruce Kangwa.
He picks himself.
Bruce Kangwa. I don't know how many cards Tanaka Shandiro has got now. If he can, but it's 9 now, isn't it? 9 yellow cards.
Yeah.
He's disqualified.
Yeah.
So he might just sneak in there. He has had a phenomenal season, but it's only that he was playing for a team that was not producing results. But definitely a very good contribution that he has had. But Bruce Kangwa most definitely, yes.
What is the Scotland?
Scotland is brave.
Simba?
But one boy that made wrong with Chiweta was going to be on the calendar if he was stayed at Highlanders. Yeah, he was going
agreed,
to be there.
I would put Aaron Zick in there.
Yes. Yes. It's out of sentiment.
Play. But it's okay. Out of play. He's
been and then the boy from FC Platinum. Mm-hmm. The one I said is supposed to be in the national team. The one who was hitting the free kick.
JJ Selemani.
JJ Selemani. Yeah, yes, JJ Selemani is going to be on the calendar.
He's one
JJ Selemani, yes.
He's one to consider.
How many do we have, Zoma?
We've got 9.
9, okay.
No, I feel, though, that I think what's going to work, if people are to be fair, inconsistent selections at Scotland work against
a lot of players.
To justify the inclusion, not saying that they're bad players, but how can you pick any one of their goalkeepers?
You can't.
Because it's just the manner in which they've gone about their selection.
Shandua this week, Nelson Chandler the next, Tolba Chumba the next.
So for me, I'm already ruling out any of them. For me, the two standout goalkeepers I've seen in the league have been Mapisa and the Dynamo's goalkeeper.
Tafile Musa.
I think Tafile Musa, there were games even in where before Kaindu came where he stood he's been good, that boy.
He's
pulled off some blinding saves.
Yeah.
I just hope Aaron Zeka at Triangle gets the recognition that he deserves.
Even the Rastaman, was it Bamala, is it? The Rastaman from Triangle as well.
He fell off a bit.
Yeah, but he kept the consistency.
I think,
you know, a lot of Simba people that didn't Ziocha. See because yes, Ziocha. Ziocha was outstanding.
Simba Bora, I think for me.
Most definitely.
Who else from Simba? Mauchi.
Mauchi has been decent, but he was decent last year.
But Ziocha was
this year they were playing more. Last year they marker. So it was easy to be seen.
There's someone who was asking, why do you underrate Kelvin Moyo? Can I answer that?
Kelvin Moyo is a rose defender. Kelvin Moyo, I pass the ball. I want you to watch him the next time, whoever this is who's writing us.
He last passed the ball at FC Platinum.
He last passed it. Kelvin Moyo boots it. Okay?
All the time. He's looking for the long one.
All the time.
It's like he's forgotten how to play football.
How to play football.
But anyway, guys, so we might be accused of not wanting to talk about Liverpool, so let's get to it.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. All the rivalry.
Goal for Liverpool early on Derby Day.
All the stars.
There goes Haaland. He's on his way again. He's hungry. He's scored. He always does. He always will. Nothing more certain.
And all the game-changing moments.
Can he find a way through? You bet he can. Top class.
All the updates from the Premier League on ZFM Sport.
All right, let's talk about it. Manchester United defender Harry Maguire. He admitted a long-awaited win at Liverpool would count for little if they are unable to maintain their momentum, as the centre-back's 84th-minute header secured a 2-1 victory, their first at Anfield since 2016.
It's been difficult for our fans to come here, and our fans are the best fans in the world. They follow us up and down the country, and when they come here, they sing and their heart out. We gave him a good performance here last year where we felt like we should have won the game. Today was more of a fighting spirit performance where we fight, and we look really solid. We sat a little bit deep, what we didn't want to do. We wanted to play a little bit more on the front foot and play a lot better with the ball. We was poor on the ball today, I felt, apart from the first half where we opened them up a few times. We could have been a little bit better, especially as a back line, as a defence. But a really important win, really happy, really pleasing. The lads are buzzing in there and massive for the club.
See.
Now for head coach Ruben Amorim, it was back-to-back Premier League wins for the first time since arriving last November. I think that the key here, Alois, is pressure off Ruben Amorim just a bit, and then happy for Harry Maguire. He's taken a lot of stick in his career at Manchester United, and for him to do this, it's huge for him.
You know, let me just tell you something. For me, now, Anzi Pakala and Amorim, they are going together.
Oh.
First time back-to-back wins as
right.
well. And I support both teams. You know,
it's special for me.
But yeah, but looking back, you can actually feel that, you know what, this was a very important win for Manchester United, a win that we never expected.
Yeah.
You know, especially after Liverpool equalized, I thought we're down and out because
yes,
Liverpool kept on coming.
You couldn't see United.
Yeah, then we just got that break and got the corner. And then we scored from that corner, and it was a lucky break for me. And it's valuable 3 points.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's 3 points that I never thought they were coming, especially at Anfield.
Yeah.
So well done. I don't know about consistency or momentum, but maybe consistency of results.
Of results.
Not consistency of performance.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see the performance that warranted us beating Liverpool at that time. Because see, Gakpo hit the post how many times? Three times.
Chris, the performance for you, nothing to sing about, was it?
No, not necessarily. I think what we just saw is a bit more of a spirited performance.
Yeah, spirited, yes.
By the players. Outside of that, I can't highlight anything, even from a coaching perspective, to say, oh, he, you know, fantastically did something there. I think, like Alice was saying, it was lucky. I think that second goal was quite lucky.
Not to be too hard on United, but I think they've got to celebrate wins like this.
Because
one is against Liverpool, and two, it's coming at a time when they were under pressure to get results, and three, the coach was getting a lot of questions thrown his way. But I think this result's importance will only be truly measured in the next game. Can United kick on
and make
and I think
three,
that's what Harry Maguire is talking about.
Momentum.
Say, okay, we've won at Anfield. Can we follow this up with a victory versus Brighton? A decent Brighton side that we know is going to play a bit of football. And then can we follow that up with another decent win? That is when we'll start talking now about progress, because they could then be the real possibility that it's just a blip. Because over the last 5 or 6 seasons, we've seen United get results versus Man City, versus Guardiola. We've seen United beat Chelsea, seen United beat Arsenal now and again. So it's a possibility. What you do, how can you build on this and get a string of good results and see United comfortably in the top half of the table?
Very quickly, Mike, does Arnie Slot walk into the AXA Centre training centre this morning and the big red alarm bells are ringing, going brr, brr, brr?
They won't be ringing, but I think there'll be a lot of people looking at him and saying, listen, you've got to fix this and try and fix this
crisis,
very quickly. Because, you know, four defeats in a row.
All comps,
And for me, the uncomfortable sort of like place he finds himself in is because what we used to praise him is now coming back to bite him. So last season we said, well, he didn't buy any players. He inherited a team from Jurgen Klopp and brought the best out of the team. Then he went on
to spend
Ava Gujunura, Team Yoyo. Agati, I want my own team now with my own players. So now we've got to see him with his own players. Because look at like a Kekes. So Kekes, decent player. Is he better than Robertson?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Where is Liverpool suffering right now?
It's down that flank.
It's down that flank on the left side.
Yeah.
And so, are we missing Trent? Yes, we are.
Yes, definitely.
Because Trent provided creativity from deep lying positions.
Yeah.
And he was able to get that ball really quick into the final third, to the feet of Salah or into the feet of an on-rushing striker. So there are sort of things that he has to figure out as well. You know, Ekitike as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He's still the Colombian for Ekitike.
Salah. His form right now, for me, personally, I'll drop Salah at the moment. I'll bench him.
Agreed. I will definitely bench Salah. Throw in Florian Wirtz. He looked like he's got some invention in there. And in that very area where Salah operates, he could probably get us something, especially if you partner up
with the formation, Barry. I think we're still caught up in the Klopp approach.
For me,
I think Liverpool now has got to play with a 9 and a 10.
Verts is a 10.
We've got to change the system to get the best out of Verts. We're trying to fit Verts into the Klopp system.
Yes.
He's not a Klopp player.
No, he's not.
So this guy, Slot, has got to figure it out and say, you know what, well, what do I play here? Ganditambe, what I played maybe with the Feyenoord.
I understand the analysts at Liverpool have charged up their laptops and didn't go home last night, so hopefully they saw that and will change the system. All right, your weekend results.
Congratulations, United.
Yeah, congratulations,
thank
United.
You.
They win.
Very graciously. Chelsea 3-0 winners over Nottingham Forest, and that saw Ange Postecoglou unceremoniously fired at the guys the ground.
As in less than 10 minutes.
Mate, less than 10 minutes.
He didn't even go for his media duty.
He didn't. Ange, the media saw him walking the other direction down the tunnel towards the car park with a satchel on his back.
But he gets a payoff.
No, absolutely. Yeah. No, nice, we're not feeling sorry for him at all. I mean, look, these guys, when they get fired, they walk away with a pretty penny. But Chelsea, that 3-0 victory resulting in that sacking. Brighton 2-1 winners over Newcastle. Manchester City 2-0 winners over Everton.
Beware.
Are they beginning to stir our city? And Haaland with a brace in that game.
Mike Upton.
2-0 winners over Wolves in fantasy. Arsenal 1-0 winners over Fulham, breaking the jinx of going to Craven Cottage. And then Tottenham 2-1 winners over Aston Villa, meaning that
the
Arsenal.
The other way around?
Matty?
Villa 2-1.
Oh, Villa 2-1 winners. Villa 2-1 winners over. My apologies, I'm dyslexic. Villa beat Tottenham 2-1, meaning that Arsenal are top of the table. Top of the tree. 19 points after 8 games played. Manchester City in second, 3 points behind them on 16. Liverpool, after 3 defeats, is only 4 points behind Arsenal.
What a crisis.
Bournemouth. we jest, guys. Don't jump on us. Bournemouth is also on 15 points. They're in 4th position. Chelsea's now in 5th. Tonight, West Ham takes on Brentford. Let's give you a quick roundup of European results.
Liverpool should be in 4th.
Behind Bournemouth. Yes.
Alphabetical order,
yeah.
The record
got you. Michael. No.
I'm just trying to please Sean.
Der Klassiker. What a game that was. 2-1 winners were Bayern Munich, but Borussia Dortmund in that second half was absolutely scintillating. Very unfortunate not to get anything out of that game. And so now, Bayern Munich have gone 11 games in all comps without defeat. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Wins all the way. Rest of the weekend's key Bundesliga results. Bayer Leverkusen 4-3 winners over Mainz. RB Leipzig 2-1 winners over Hamburg. And then Stuttgart 3-0 winners over Wolfsburg. Torino stunned defending champions Napoli 1-0. Juventus lost 2-0 to Como, who scored early and then kicked on. Rest of the weekend, Serie A results. Atalanta nil-all draw with Lazio. AC Milan 2-1 winners over Fiorentina. Inter Milan narrow 1-0 winners over Roma. We'll talk about what's happening in Spain on tomorrow's show. That's a chance for you not to miss the show, because also the Champions League will be back. So we'll catch you there. May God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Manande out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if it wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top 3 player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Bundled, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.